Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More news with the Representative John Thompson situation at the Capitol, this time happening in the courtroom. To talk us through this continuing saga, it is time for the Morning Take. NWCCO's political analyst Blois Olson. Good morning, Blois. I first want to ask, what does this misdemeanor obstruction charge conviction for Representative Thompson do or mean as he faces this continuing probe?
Good morning, Sloan. You know, it's not clear right now what this charge means. The situation for Thompson is it's kind of like added to the list. But I would say that, you know, the media and maybe even his colleagues weren't aware of this trial until they started digging into the driver's license issue, which started this whole thing. Yesterday, Speaker Melissa Hortman said that she will treat this case the way others have been treated. In other words, the speaker will not bring the ethics charges. Minority Leader Kurt Dowd said earlier that he would bring ethics charges. So we could see those as early as today. They want to prompt an ethics hearing. But Hortman is the speaker. You know, she presides over the entire House. And so it would be unusual for her to bring the charges. And it sounds like no other DFL wanted to do that, DFLer. The other side of this is that when this was a Republican who had a negative interaction with law enforcement, Republicans didn't do this, didn't bring ethics charges. And so I think Speaker Hortman's saying, you know, you didn't do it to yours. We're not going to do it to ours. And it kind of just sets up the showdown over the next few weeks.
That's what I was going to ask you about too, Blois, was about Hortman saying that basically she was going to let that ethics and legal process play out. And certainly, as you mentioned, there is precedent for that. Is that the right move, just because she is that overseeing kind of governing body here in the House, or is this kind of more political posturing?
I think mostly it's political posturing, but she has a Republican case to point to, and she can say that she treated one of her own the same way she treated a Republican member. And, you know, really, I think this is now, you know, media people are watching this, and political junkies are watching this, and obviously people in the legislature are watching this. But I think most Minnesotans have formed an opinion. And they're starting to move on with their summer, and they're thinking, it's hot out. How do I spend some time with my family? And ultimately, the kind of breathless play-by-play here, I think, is one of the things that Speaker Hortman knew. You know, most people would just kind of let it blow over and not pay attention to it on a daily basis.
Representative Thompson and his attorney have pushed back very strongly, even with these latest domestic violence reports, saying, or his lawyer basically insinuating, that they could have been fabricated by law enforcement from these different agencies. So clearly both have been pushing back. Representative Thompson speaking to reporters after he was convicted by this jury of this misdemeanor charge for a 2019 incident before he was elected, said he was going to take some time to talk with his family. A lot has been going on. Does he have that luxury? Is that the best thing to do to reevaluate what's happening at the moment from his perspective?
Well, he does have time. The legislature is not in session. They're likely not to be back in session till September. They could call an ethics hearing, but that would take, you know, a few weeks, probably a week at least, to get a hearing on the books. So he does have time. And ultimately, I think we're going on like 13 days of talking about this. And so him being at the center of that swirl for 13 days, not to mention the trial he just had, is probably pretty exhausting. So we'll see where he's at. Maybe he'll get worn down and resign. Maybe now he'll be able to kind of look forward and see if there's a better way to handle some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's certainly a situation where he was just a regular person who wants to make a difference and get elected. And maybe you don't foresee this kind of firestorm, because, gosh, you're right. I mean, we're looking at July 4th when that traffic stop was. So you're right. Definitely extending this out with him really at the focal point of things at the Capitol. Boyce, what about this working group? We know that the Capitol, or I should say lawmakers, are working to divvy up funds for people who are on the front lines during the pandemic. How is that going to work? Who is making up this task force?
Well, it's three appointees from the Senate, three appointees from the House, and three appointees from the governor. And seven of them have to agree. So you can't just have Democrats. You can't just have the legislature, kind of decide this. But they will meet for the first time on July 28th, and they will begin to look at frontline workers, people who were there, that may deserve, quote, a bonus. The question is, will these be teachers? Will they be grocery store workers? Who were the workers? Federal guidance says that these bonuses should go to some of the lowest wage earners. And some of those people on an hourly basis work in nursing homes. They may even work in convenience stores. And so that's what this panel will try to figure out. It's $250 million to be distributed to those workers. And then their recommendations are due by September or by late August. And then in September, the legislature will convene again and pass those bonuses. So we'll kind of watch the politics play out. These will be public meetings. And so I think you'll have testimony from groups who think they deserve the money, and you'll have legislators' reaction and responses.
That's very interesting, because, gosh, there are just so many people and facets of our economy and so many different industries that did not have the ability to work from home, who were really out there every single day of the pandemic right on the front lines. Boyce Olson, our WCCO political analyst, thank you so much. That's the Morning Take.
Talk to you next week, Sloan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.